for the pain.
Yeah.
And the promptings are not me for that, and you do not.
No.
All that sort of issues. I'm trying to sweat out, trying to tell all about. I was alive. I'm not like, yeah, I was in the lottery. And I was spent so much pain, and I was actually just being so pretty, but I was not a part of the Garcia and things like that. And next thing, it was like, and I actually loved something that you know was going on. And I thought, oh, I thought it was gunshots. And I thought, oh, what was it? And I was too scared to get up and have a look, so now I'm doing these three scores. And well, actually, it was somebody had, there were more kids in the woods than that. Like a catapult, so it was a bigger thing. I smashed the window right next to where I was sitting, and I think I actually composed myself quite well. You know, but where I come from, originally, you know, we hear that for that, for you now. So, I managed to stay in the seat and compose myself. But isn't it interesting that in just that one moment, all the things you know can dissipate, and those emotions will start. You have in the period. And take our eyes off Jesus. He is a terrible thing. Terrible thing. That's not what I'm talking about today. And we miss the words.
We can't be very shabby. We want to learn more and more and more about people. So as we are here today and what we're preaching, well, we ask you to bless the words that we say. That they may touch each and every one of our hearts in a much more meaningful, deeper way. Father, we answer in your son's precious name, our Savior, our brother, and our King, the Lord Jesus.
And then, thank you so much, Alan. Now, I want to talk to you this afternoon. Now that God sees in you more than what you see in yourself. You might not read about that. I want to talk to you for those times when we feel overlooked. And then I reckon most of us have the time. But anyone who's ever looked in the mirror and they felt like they didn't get your up. Anyone who's ever walked into a room and they feel totally different to everybody else. Because if we're honest today, many of us know what it feels. Even meaning. We know what it feels like to carry insecurities that no one else can see. To smile on the outside while we're wrestling with those difficult questions within ourselves. Questions like, do I matter? Am I enough? Why am I different? Will my life ever be anything significant, or is this it? Am I right? And maybe those questions have followed you longer than what you care to admit. I know something about that. I know something about that. As a teenager, I lived with a spinal disease and I wore a back brace. That was difficult. There were physical challenges. I couldn't even carry my own school bag. I couldn't bend down. And I used to have pain every single day. And then there was the mockery at the school and the bullying, and that they would trip me up in the corridor, and 20, 30 of the kids would be around me laughing at me, trying to get out, you useless. And there were moments where I felt different to everybody else. But looking back now, the biggest thing that I was carrying was not that back brace. It was insecurity. The brace sat on my body outside, but insecurity sat on my heart. And I felt overlooked, and I felt less than anybody else. I felt like everyone else was moving through their life while I was carrying nothing. Other people were us. And perhaps you're listening right now and you understand exactly what I'm talking about. Maybe your struggle wasn't a back brace when you were a teenager. Maybe it was rejection. Maybe it was bullying. Maybe it was failure. Maybe it was feeling like you never quite fitted in. But whatever it was, it has left its mark on your life. And over time, if we're not careful, those experiences start speaking to us. And they start defining who we are. And they start telling us who we are. They start shaping how we see ourselves. And before long, we believe those things that God didn't say about us. And we start believing, okay, I'm not good enough, or I'll never change, or I don't have much to offer. Nobody notices me. You know, when I was in high school, and I was having all these issues, the head teacher of the school told me to my face, you'll never be anything, your next stands in the post office. I'd be at home and I'd be told I was useless by my family. And I stopped telling myself that I was useless. You see, if somebody says to you that you're useless the first time, you'll sort of just put it aside. But if they tell you the second time, and it'll go in, and then the third time they say it, you start believing it, and the fourth time you start living it. I used to think, gosh, God could never use someone like me. It wasn't all my childhood issues, it was like, what am I going to do? And I used to think the star did. How could God possibly use me? I had a battle with identity, I had a battle of worth, the battle of believing what God says over my life was true. And when we come to scripture, we discover that God has always worked through people who felt inadequate. The guy in the Bible called Moses. But when God called him, Moses immediately started listing his weaknesses to God. And think about Gideon, another guy in the Bible. God called him a mighty warrior while Gideon saw himself as weak and insignificant. Another guy in the Bible, Jeremiah. When God called him, he said he was too young. And again throughout scripture, we find people focusing on what they lacked, while God focused on what he could do through them. Now, I think that's still true today. Maybe right in this world right now, there are those who feel like that. We often focus on our limitations, but God focuses on his power. We focus on our weaknesses. God focuses on his purpose for us. We focus on what is wrong with us, but God focuses on what he's creating within us. Have you ever noticed that God really sees people in the same way as they see themselves? Simon saw a fisherman, and Jesus saw Peter. A rock. Rahab in the Bible, she saw broken past, but God saw the future. David's family saw a shepherd boy, but God saw a king. And perhaps today you're seeing yourself through the lens of insecurity. Well, God is seeing you through the lens of your destiny, which is laid out for you. If you can't go into that destiny, what is totally bad and heavens? This is powerful. This is powerful. Because while I was questioning my value as a teenager, God had not forgotten about me. While I was struggling with insecurity, God was still quietly working within me. While I was wondering if my life would ever matter, God was already writing a story. You know, see, I'm a living part of that story. The same is true for many of you who may feel unnoticed. God sees you. God sees you. You may feel forgotten, but God knows exactly where you are right now in your life. You may feel like the story is small, but God specializes in taking ordinary people like me and doing extraordinary things to them. You know, Psalm 139 says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Isn't that beautiful? I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. That's beautiful. God looks at you, looks at me, says, oh, I made them fearfully and wonderfully. Oh, I want us to notice what David says. Not I'm wonderfully made when I feel confident. Not I'm wonderfully made when my life feels easy. Not I'm wonderfully made when everybody improves on me. But simply, I fearfully and I am wonderfully made. Because your family was never determined by people's opinions. Say that up. My value was never determined by people's opinions. And your value was never determined by popularity. And your value was never determined by success. And your value was established God and created him. You know, that value has been written. Because the insecurity said, I'm not enough. And God says, my grace is walking for you. Insecurity says that you'll never change, but God says, I'm making all things new. Insecurity says you're disqualified, but God says, I'm choosing you. Can you see the difference? One voice called you down, and the other voice lifts your eyes. One voice speaks fear, the other speaks truth. One voice keeps you to your past, the other pulls you into your future. And honestly, every one of us must decide which voice we're going to believe. The voice of insecurity or the voice of God. That's the choice. The voice of insecurity or the voice of God. Because those voices lead in completely different directions. One keeps you small, one pulls you higher. One keeps you focused on your weakness, one keeps you focused on God's strength. If I allow insecurity to write the rest of my story, I would never see what God had planned for me. I would never have imagined the places that he has taken, the people that he has allowed me to serve, the lives that he has allowed, the healing that he would bring to my life, and the freedom that he would give me. Because what I could not see then was that God was writing his redemption story within me. Not a story of defeat, but a story of redemption. Not a story that is defined by weakness, but a story defined by grace. Not a story ending in insecurity, but a story ending in the faithfulness of God. And today, perhaps God is writing a similar story in your life. But you may only see the current chapter that you're in. But God sees the entire book. You may see the struggle, but God sees the purpose. You may see the pain, but God sees redemption. You may see the limitations, but God sees the peace. I want to encourage you. Don't allow today's struggle become tomorrow's. Don't allow your wounds that you picked up through life to define who you are. Don't allow insecurity to speak loud in your life. Okay, God. Because the God who saw purpose in Moses, the God who saw courage in Gideon, the God who saw King in David, he still sees things in people that they cannot even see themselves. And maybe you need to hear this today. Maybe you need to hear this today. So open your ears now. God sees more in you than you can currently see in yourself. God sees more in you than you currently see in yourself. More purpose, more potential, more growth, more future, more impact, more grace, more possibility. I'm encouraged to keep walking with Jesus. Keep trusting him. And keep believing. Because while you're still trying to figure out your story, God is not the pain. And he's still writing it. And he will finish that story. His pen has not stopped moving. So what's it going to be? The voice of insecurity and I have no words. Which can be the voice higher than it has. That's your choice today. It's up to you. If you want more purpose, you want to get in touch with the identity that God has placed on you, not out there. People often in the street and whatever they do. I get offered every day. I go along and talk to her twice every day. People want. Imagine if I took everything that they said, those comments, and I put those labels on me. Where am I going to end up? It's not anything that's what I have. But I know who I am because I listen to God.
Yeah.
It's the same for you. Another sort of you that is up. It doesn't have to define who you are, and it doesn't have to define where God is. So they can't take the pen out of God's hand and start writing your own story. Give the pen back to God and say, God, I'm trusting you today. I'm giving you back the pen. I'm taking my hands off. And keep continuing writing on your soul. You know, it's like trying to read two books. There are two books, and you read half the book. And then you read with the other one and read the second half of that book and you think, well, this doesn't make sense. This is what I'm talking about here. Stay in God's book. Come in God's book and your own book, you're right. It's not going to work out. Does that make sense? You know what it is for you, don't you? That's why I'm here. Even me, I'd rather be in Bahamas or something like that. On the beach, I'm here because I have learned through personal experience who Jesus is. Who is Jesus to you? Guys, I'm talking about who is Jesus. Who is he? When is your new dress? 8 o'clock. And through to come on 3 years. I come on and you listen. Now one of the big scenarios because the fellow didn't have the high base with you. So you call it the hand you want. Why not see me? Not see me. Not at all. So now we're going to find out who the Lord Jesus is. God's like that, the Lord Jesus can be saved up because there's so many Jesuses out there now. People say that Jesus says, it's not like putting a record straight from to you to the whole world. So, what are you going to do if you're panicked? What are you doing with your penny? Singing my is inside the control of the pen and the final storage. Oh, we're going to take a blade and we're going to soft papers. Knowledge could arm them of the word of us. The faith be one of the many. And for us. Someone started to see the sun down on the cross. So that we can have a good love together. We're going to take this short and simple today. Short and simple. Everybody is saying, hell.
Don't just put up anything.
I think we're going to have to be more sincere. And you're going to do this. You're going to hand your pen over to God. And let him write your story from today on. Don't try to take a pen back from Wednesday. If you're prepared to hand the pen over to God today and say, God, you write my story. My hands are off. Let's hand it up. Let's do that. Others all in around them. Will make it easy. Do you love God, God? So much. Expect me, I mean. It's on your own. All of these changes are really rubbish. It is done. God doesn't have any control of policy. It is done for me. He can have behavior and move. And he will make that choice. And I'm aspiring, that's great, but I don't want to be inspired in the intervention. What is CD? CD is a necessary. I find that day, see the instant. That's not wrong. I'm not reading from the church or from AI. I'm reading from my heart and share it with you. anything else, because that's the thing. And that's the new. He's transforming. And that has the most chance. And this is three questions. Every single one of them. The three answers. Oh, it's kind of yes. Yes. I'm so better. And then, it's still. And Thomas, this is.